The fiscal cliff is the cloud over Congress as its lame duck session begins. While that is a priority issue for Congressman Bill Owens, it's not the only matter of importance that he says needs to be addressed.
Clearly, I think we have a chance to get the farm bill on the floor this week and be able to act on that. I hope and believe it will pass, and then we can get it to conference with the Senate. I think the fiscal cliff and sequestration, as well as the Bush tax cuts, we're going to have to wait to see what proposals come forward from the president and Mr. Boehner.
With the farm bill, what sorts of compromises do you think will have to be made on the floor?
I believe that the only place where there will be significant negotiations will be on food stamps. As you know, the Senate bill has cuts in it of about $23 billion. The House has $36 billion in cuts. Much of that is derived from food stamps. I think we'll see a number somewhere in the high 20s as the compromise. Much of that will come out of food stamps. I think if they get to that number, then we likely will have enough Republican and Democratic votes together to pass the bill.
The dairy management system, the new management, price management system that's been proposed in the farm bill, do you think that will survive?
I do. I think it is a dramatic change. The big piece for me is that this is not something that farmers are compelled to participate in. They can opt out if they choose.
How quickly can we get the farm bill passed, do you think, and get some of the new benefits and the new program for farmers going?
Well, I believe that if we can act on it this week in the House, that there is an excellent chance that before the end of the year, before we recess for the holidays, that we'll be able to get a bill passed and signed by the president.
Moving on to the so-called fiscal cliff, what are the stumbling blocks going to be there?
Mr. Boehner is sending signals that he's aware that we have to increase revenue. He just doesn't want to raise tax rates. We have the president indicating that he does want to raise tax rates, but is most interested in increasing revenue. So there are some places I believe we could compromise. From my perspective, clearly the best thing and the simplest thing to do is to allow the Bush tax cuts to expire for those making either over $250,000 or $500,000. But you may be able to get there by simply eliminating some deductions and credits for people in those income categories, therefore increasing their effective tax rate.
Obviously, we've got this whole issue with General Petraeus. Are you concerned that it will sideline or distract Congress from getting work done?
I don't think so. I think that they'll be able to handle this situation with General Petraeus fairly, if you will, discreetly. I just mean in a separate box, if you will. You know, if Petraeus doesn't testify till January, in my mind, that's not the end of the world.
As you go back, what sort of temperament do you expect on the floor from your colleagues? And do you expect more compromise as you work in the lame duck session?
I'm hopeful that there will be more compromise. It's going to be very interesting to go back and see the reaction of those who have won and lost as to how they intend to handle themselves on the floor for this remaining 6 weeks. But I'm hopeful. And again, from listening to what Mr. Boehner is saying, from listening to what the president is saying, it appears to me that people are in more of a mood to look to compromise than they might have been 6 weeks ago or 6 months ago. So I'm very hopeful, and I'm going back with more hope of compromise and rational behavior than I've had in 3 years I've been there.
Vermont's congressional representative is not optimistic about a resolution to the fiscal cliff deadline. On Monday, Democratic Congressman Peter Welch said little progress was made before the election, and he doubts that a budget breakthrough will come in the last 2 months of the year. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.